Got a minute?
Yeah, what's up?
Cool. Yeah, real quick. Could you apologize to me?
What?
I could really use this W right now, so could you just apologize?
For? Did I do something wrong?
No.
So then you just want me to apologize?
Yeah, 'cause like I could really use this W right now. Like right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Alfie? I'm sorry, Alfie. That's my name, Alfie.
Okay, I'm sorry, Alfie.
Four?
For what?
What are you sorry for?
You serious, man?
I could really use this W.
I don't know what that means. What's a W?
It's a W. I could really use this W.
Okay, yeah, that didn't clarify anything.
Come on, you know what you did.
What? I'm so confused. I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, wow. Wow. You always do this. Talking the talk, but never walking the walk.
What? No, you know what? I'm not gonna apologize because this is stupid.
Come on, I need this W.
No, my answer is no. End of story.
Wow. Funny thing about life, you know? Because you know what? The thing is, it would have been so easy to just apologize, but no, you never could. Typical. Typical you. Every single day of your life, you live without a single regret or apology, just tearing down the people you love the most. You, sir, are a shell of a man.
Okay, what? I can't apologize if I don't know what I did. So why don't you just tell me what I did so we can both just go our separate ways?
Oh, please, I really need this W.
You know what? Fine. I'm sorry for whatever you want me to be sorry for, okay?
That's not specific enough. Yeah, actually, not specific at all. Like, super generic, bland. Blah. I'm bored at that apology. Yawn. I should eat a generic brand of cereal or something, because that's how general your apology was.
All right, no, this is ridiculous. Are you seriously criticizing my apology now?
I really need this W, dude. Come on.
You know what, dude? I'm not sorry. And I still don't know what a W is. Is it a win? Is it a wish? A water? Are you thirsty? I don't know. Whatever. Oh, maybe that? Well, clearly, I did something that you didn't like, something that I don't even know what it was, and frankly, I'm not even sure how it's possible to have done something so wrong that you can't live with since we just met. Can you not see that I'm trying to eat my dinner? I was chowing down on a bowl of clam chowder right until you walked up to me in my place of work. But I'm so sorry, so sorry if you can't just grow the fuck up and tell me what I did wrong, because clearly that's a you problem. And why the fuck am I even entertaining this still? So what the fuck do you want from me?
You know what I just realized? I didn't need the W. The W needed me. I'll take the check, please.
Waiter? Waiter! Oh shit!
I can't even tell you what an honor it is to be in the studio with Sir David Attenborough. Wow! We're so thrilled you're joining us for Planet Earth 3.
Ah, yes, of course. Anything to help shed light on the mysteries of our incredible planet, Earth.
God, you're inspiring. I'm Jessica. I'll be supervising the recording session, so anytime you want to start, your lines are right there.
Thank you, dear lady. I shall begin. Earth, our home. The genetic diversity on this relatively small blue marble is, without a doubt, stunning. But as carbon emissions, poaching, and human greed take their toll, where does that leave the animals who inhabit this land?
Love it, David. Now we're going to move on to the section about lions.
Lions, nature's feistiest cat. Except, of course, for the Bengal tiger. I can't stand those bastards. Walking around like they own the place just because they're apex predators. They're arrogant, rude, and those stripes make them look dowdy. Hasn't anyone told you vertical stripes are the slimming ones?
David, sorry. If you could actually just stick to the script.
Of course, of course. Right. Pardon an old fart for rambling. It's just that I've been around this earth more times than the average person. Seen a lot of animals. And I'm an expert.
Okay, let's just move on to the section on Komodo dragons.
I shall return to the script, as it is written. Komodo dragons. One of nature's most disturbing creeps. The Komodo dragon is often referred to as a giant lizard, which it is. With a forked tongue and over 600 pounds of beefy ass in tow, this thing will ruin your life and look good doing it.
Jesus, David, that's not what's written there, and you know that. Most of that wasn't even true. You need to talk about the Komodo dragon's hunting patterns.
The Komodo dragon is fearsome. With a venomous tongue and fangs to match, this beast will spend weeks hunting its prey.
Okay, good.
My personal worst fear is if one of those things learned to shoot a pistol, then it would truly be unstoppable.
No, do not say this. Let's just move on to the part about sloths.
Sloths, nature's sleepiest sons of bitches. The three-toed variety is a gentle, tree-dwelling fool. Well, the two-toed is an absolute cunt.
David, that is not how we talk about sloths. You're one of the most prominent conservationists and champions of our natural world, and this is what you do.
I have been doing these Planet Earth voiceovers for over 200 years.
No, you haven't.
And in that whole time, nobody has ever asked for me to speak an original thought.
That can't be true.
So pardon me for wanting to have a little fun in the studio with my best friend.
We just met.
The following three animals are without flaws. The European jumping frog, the North Mexican nomadic elephant, and of course, that breed of dog with the long fur that always looks like Celine Dion.
What the hell are you even—
Literally, Google it. They have really elegant faces and gorgeous hair.
What happened to you, David?
And now, a little freestyle. Ever notice how a crocodile always looks like it's been caught in a lie? It's like, damn, bitch, what aren't you telling us? I've never met a crocodile who wasn't a total whore.
No.
And orangutans, what the hell is up with those guys? They're apes, but they're orange. Looks like some sort of unwieldy nectarine urinating from the jungle canopies.
Please stop.
Also, what's the deal with ostriches? What is your workout routine, ladies? Because I wished my legs were that thick and muscular. Don't bury your head in the sand. Shake that tush.
David, you can just finish up in here whenever. I'm gonna pack up my desk because I am surely fired.
Speaking of fire, how about fireflies? If my ass glowed like that, I'd be halfway to the proctologist by now. Am I right, fellas?
Welcome back to Boy Podcast.
Buckle up, boys. Today we're talking about women versus men.
All right, let's just dive right into it. We're doing that now. So, what do you think about women?
Women are honestly so beautiful this time of year.
I think women are so cute.
Me too.
And we're like, bum, blah, blah.
Oh, we're literally like, blah, blah.
Whereas they're like, he.
Yeah, they're literally like, doo, 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 doo.
And then we're like, goosh, goosh. Bam.
Then they're like, I'm 5 minutes away, just finding parking.
We're like, rolling on the floor, laughing, LMAO, look at this.
And they're like, I'm going to text you my location. I'm right there.
and then we're like, beep, beep, beep.
And they're like, can you see me? I'm standing on the corner waving.
And we're like, I cannot see you because I have big man bug eyes.
And they're like, okay, I just airdropped my location to your phone and you should be able to find me.
And we're like, doot, doot, poop.
And they're like, oh, wait, I see you. I'm walking over right now.
And we're like, durr, okay, durr.
And they're like, hey, I'm so glad I found you. Hello.
And then we're like, chomp, chomp,
and
chomp.
And they're like, hi, how, oh my gosh, is that a new top? You look, hey, you look so good today. You should feel so good about yourself today.
That's, hey, I just want to say that's exactly what it is like.
And that's our segment on men versus women.
Up next, are gnomes real after the break?
Oh, hey, cutie. Hey, wait, it's me, Julian from Tinder. You probably didn't recognize me because you're walking so sexy fast. You're supposed to call me and you never did. Weird. Oh, do you know this song? It's my dad's band. They're called Sphincter Hole. I know you probably didn't call me because I didn't make a great impression being freshly depressed from losing that hacky sack competition, but let me make a case for myself, okay? Whoa, slow down, babe. I could hardly keep up with your brisk jog. Check out my wheels. Okay. I am a really good lover, and not just my penis parts. I pay attention to the vagina. I'm not a tits guy or an ass guy or even a foot guy. I'm a heart guy. So I would totally pay attention to your cooch and your soul. My ex, Morgan, always said I was really good at foreplay. Oh, do you like guitars? Girls usually do. I'm a super good listener. Actually, don't interrupt me. I am speaking. Also, I'm so passionate about your lady problems. Like what kind of heels make your ankles look fat or whatever that I won't even bring up that I'm like extremely going through something right now. It's just that my oldest brother is getting married to my ex, Morgan, and I'm like still using Tinder. It's not a big deal. See, I barely even mentioned it. And I can tell you have a lot of shit going on too because your aura, it's really cloudy, dude. You want to hit at my vape? No? That's fine. Another thing is I'm really good at disposing of insects and other household pests. My ex-girlfriend, Morgan, was like, oh my god, babe, you have to kill this raccoon. It won't leave me alone. And I was like, no, I'll train it to behave and be my friend. And now that raccoon is one of my closest confidants. I'm so good at the thing where you put a cup on a bug and a piece of paper below it, and then you move the bug somewhere else. So I know wildlife. I'm kind of a Tarzan of the modern age, very connected to nature and also shredded. And I love gorillas. Oh, fuck. This is the best part. This is the best part. Fuck, my dad is so awesome. Okay, sorry. Anyway, yeah, so I hope that convinces you to go out with me again. What? You've never seen me before? We didn't go out? You're on the phone with security? I'm being escorted off of the property? I'll probably have to pay a hefty fine for trespassing? This is a hospital? I'm not allowed to smoke in the ICU? Man. I knew I shouldn't have tried LSD for the first time before a blind date. I'm so sorry to bother you, sir. Hey, sir. Do you want to go out sometime? Are you free? When do you get off?
You can call me King Bitch, yeah. You can call me King Bitch, yeah. You can call me King Bitch.